action today!
Hi, this is Evander the Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander the Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
We are back. It is the 10th of June. I normally don't even give out the date. More times than not, I don't even know what the date is.
I was going to say it.
But I happen to look down, happen to see it. Kind of a crazy sports day, sports week. I threw on the four-lettered network and, you know, this whole Muhammad Ali thing in, was it Louisville?
Louisville, yeah.
With the 16 limos or 19 limos. And so we'll get into that. Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey.
2016 continues to be a very crappy year when it comes to taking celebrities. And sports have been hit incredibly hard, especially this week.
One of the things that, I do want to bring up, and, you know, you and I talked about it on the Wednesday show, and I threw it out there on Twitter, and, you know, and we'll keep it with Muhammad Ali right now. We could bring in the Gordie Howe, but it's different. With Muhammad Ali, legend, hero, neither, both, or just one. So I went and I talked to a local media person who I know he's put up a few veteran posts, and I wanted to get his opinion, and we talked about it. And what I think a lot of people are overlooking, and somebody else was way more off to the right or the left, whichever side it is, than I and or you were. I think a lot of people forget what he did, meaning dodge the draft.
Right.
He did a lot of things, you know, that was very involved in the release of the hostages. And again, let's keep his sports life separate from his community life, you know, everything that he did away from the ring and stuff. Legend, I'm going to say yes. Hero, again, we can argue that.
Yeah,
and we can argue it because of dodging the draft, because of, you know, you can't do that. And and somebody, you know, said to me the other day, well, he was against it. Well, I'm against paying taxes. I'm against stopping at red lights. Funny or not, I mean, I'm just saying it. And you can't run a red light just because you're against it. He was against the war.
Mm-hmm.
It was the law.
Yeah.
And so let's don't forget that. And then, you know, move on. And, yeah, he did a lot of other things. And I don't know if you can answer this. And, again, we briefly talked about it on Wednesday. He dubbed, Muhammad Ali dubbed himself, and we'll get to Dub Nation as well. A matter of fact, Sean KO
well
Radio
played.
In Cleveland. Muhammad Ali dubbed him the greatest of all time. And then people ran with that.
It was a good line.
It was a great line.
Yeah.
You know, and when he knocked out Liston and became, you know, I'm the greatest of all time. That was him saying it. Then when everybody else started to say it as well, do you think, and again, you're way too young to know and all that, and I understand that, that people were just taking the line and running with it, or do you believe that people honestly believed that Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time and greatest of all time boxer, greatest of all time? And it's not even fair, and everybody knows I'm a big MMA guy. We're big MMA people. You know, now there's such a difference between a boxer and a fighter.
Yeah.
Fighter, you know, steps out to kickboxing and all this other stuff. And, you know, when he fought, obviously, mixed martial arts either didn't exist or certainly wasn't here, you know, in the U.S. It might have been in the back in Brazil and all that kind of stuff.
One of the things about the way fighters sell fights nowadays is just the talk. But at some point in time, everybody starts to, I won't say everybody, people start
believe
to believe
the talk.
And it gets really bad when they start believing their own talk, too. But we see this with Conor McGregor. There's people now who say that Conor McGregor is the greatest of all time. So it's like, well, do they believe it? Or is it just talk and people running with it? I think it's a little bit of both. And it starts with somebody saying it the one time, but then people start to hear it enough to the point where they start to take it as gospel.
And the funny thing about that is, and I've read this in a few places, the thing that made Muhammad Ali the most famous was his voice, you know, was his words. And he became more famous when he wasn't able to talk anymore. When, you know, when the Parkinson started and then when it started to, you know, progress and whatever. So what made him famous, and to be honest, what made him loved and hated at the same time, when that was taken away, he became a bigger icon and he became a bigger whatever.
Sure.
So obviously that is going down in Louisville. Gordie Howe, I believe, was 86 or 88 or, you know, in the very high 80s. Didn't know a whole lot about him. You know, again, the name that getting back to the Ali and for that matter, the Gordie Howe, and we still need to talk about the passing of Kimbo Slice. So thank God it was three of them.
Yeah.
You know,
done.
Because
we're
it's done.
Done.
We're hopefully we're done for a little while. Like you just said, people live on the legend, not on what they know, not on what they saw. How many of those people that were running through the streets, and I saw our good friend Antonio Tarver boarded a plane this morning who was heading up to the funeral. How many of the people, you know, that are, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being upset. Please don't take it wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, he was what he was, legend, icon, hero, whatever. How many of those people that were running the streets that ran up there to get tickets that are going to the funeral or went to the funeral even saw him fight?
They had no clue.
I mean, you never saw him fight.
No clue.
Right. I'm not even sure you saw a DVD of him, but I know you never saw him fight.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that just jump on that, you know, the legend, the name. It's Muhammad Ali. Again, it is what it is.
It's being told about it. It's seeing clips, but it's not about the research.
I found a sweet giveaway.
Yeah.
And we'll give it away. You're the promotions department. However you want to handle this, we can do it. Today we can, you know, because we do a lot of downloads, a lot of downloads on SoundCloud and on iTunes and all that.
Yeah,
we can run it for a couple days. You make the decision. But I found a factory sealed Muhammad Ali DVD.
Oh,
it's pretty sweet.
Okay,
so we're going to give that away. However you decide that we want to do it. I saw this comment from George Foreman. Mm. George Foreman has come out and said how much he loved Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
And that they were brothers. And, you know, there were some things that Muhammad Ali said back in the day that people don't even talk about. How about when he said, "You're the gorilla in Manila. Manila. Can you talk?
That one.
Imagine saying that today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Huh. I'm just saying. So here's what George Foreman said. And this could be, I may want this on my shirt.
Okay.
Okay, just because I love it. George Foreman said, and I quote, "Inside the head didn't bother me." He was talking about Muhammad Ali, how we'd always try to get inside your head and whatever.
Right.
He said, "Inside the head didn't bother me. He went upside my head. That hurt." Come on, that's awesome. That's pretty good.
Well played.
You've got to give him. Now, again, George Foreman knows how to talk as well.
Fair enough.
So, that's going on. We'll bounce around back and forth. I want to address the other death, which I just briefly mentioned, the passing of Kevin Ferguson, better known as Kimbo Slice, backyard brawler, shot to fame through other organizations, eventually got to go on The Ultimate Fighter, didn't do real well in the UFC, not that anybody really expected him to, but this is a guy that pulled himself up from nothing. You know, he played for the University of Miami, a hurricane hit. He had to pull out of school, did whatever he had to do. He was a bodyguard. He was a this. He did the backyard brawls. And he became, let's be honest, I'm almost willing to bet you today more people know the name Kimbo Slice than Gordie Howe.
I would say that.
I believe that.
I don't.
I believe that.
I would take you up on that bet because Gordie Howe established himself such a long time ago, and how many old-time hockey fans or sports fans in general are still familiar with Gordie Howe, but they're not familiar with the sport of MMA, much less of a particular fighter.
I'm not going to go back on what I said.
Right.
But I'll change it a little then.
Okay.
Just to appease you.
A please.
Hand me the please of appeasing. I'm willing to bet you that more people know something about Kimbo Slice than they do about Gordie Howe. Mm. Tell me anything that Gordie Howe did. Tell me anything that he did. How many goals did he score?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
You might know his name.
Well, again, how many people listen to this show are as old as me or older, and how many of the people, and we have these numbers somewhere, are your age, are Sean's age, are under 30, under 35? And I believe that the young people of today, just like they don't know much about Muhammad Ali, they may not even know that he dodged the draft.
True.
They just know because they're so young, they only know what they know. I'm willing to bet you that most people will say Gordie Howe was a legend. Okay.
Right.
Who did he play for?
Red Wings.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying they're going to go, NHL. I'm just saying.
He played NHL.
Kimbo, that's he trained UFC. Yeah, I trained UFC. Just like Kimbo is more recent, so he has been in the news. You know, he has been this sensation. And again, I'm the guy that fights you and everybody else that MMA is nowhere near what we want it to be.
Right.
I just think that there's so few people that would know stats from somebody that played so long ago. There's so few people that would know how many fights Muhammad Ali fought. You know, not that that's important. I'm just saying. So Kevin Ferguson just fought in Houston. And the ironic, I'm going to hell anyway, so I can talk about this. Kimbo fights Dada 5000. Dada 5000 almost does die, goes to the hospital. He may still be in the hospital for all we know. He was so close to dying, and then Kimbo Slice does die.
Yeah, it does.
He was scheduled to fight in London next month.
That's a scary thing, yeah. And his health deteriorated. That one. We're both doing it. Deteriorated so quickly. And just a handful of days before he passed, he went to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with a liver mass and heart failure, congestive heart failure, and was about to be transported to Cleveland to be put on the heart transplant list. So we're talking in the matter of, was it 4 or 5 months, like 4 months from the fight to now, and all of a sudden it was so aggressive that this deterioration that he just completely, his body gave out.
But he was still scheduled to fight.
And he had a contract signed.
And Bellator still didn't pull him from the card. Still had him listed. If Kimbo was alive today, he would still be fighting in July. My opinion. It's my opinion. Don't tell me they didn't know. Don't tell me they didn't know 3 days before, 5 days before.
I don't know, though, because how many times are they doing medical checkups that far out from a fight? When you first get your contract for that next fight, I imagine they do their preliminaries, but then they also have...
You know how we can find out?
Well, we talk to...
Call Ariel Helwani.
Because he's in the know. Sometimes he gets in trouble for being in the know.
He is in the know, and he knows what's going on. He knows when it came out, when people knew. When we come back, because this was a big deal as well, I want to talk a little bit about the Ariel Helwani thing.
Yeah.
His ban for life. He had the shortest life in the history known to man because two years later, the ban was lifted.
2 years later?
2 days later.
7 years. It's okay. It's a quick 2 years.
When we return, we will talk about the ban of Ariel Helwani. We're going to talk about some news out of Chicago.
Chicago.
Hopefully get the call from Cleveland.
We're everywhere today. We got a lot going on.
Shocking. This show is everywhere. We will be right back. This is Talking Sports.
Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I just looked up real quick some stats on Gordie Howe, and I wanted to compare him. I was hoping, and I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been very wrong. Arguably the greatest hockey player of all time would be who?
Gretzky.
Gretzky. So I pulled up Gretzky's numbers.
Gretzky broke a couple of Howe's
right
records.
Total goals, Gordie Howe's just over 800. I think it's 801. I know, I'm looking at 801. Mm-hmm. And it's 894 for the great one. Mm-hmm. Not counting his WHA, you know, but I don't think they threw that in for Gordie either. But he's pretty close.
So games played, I think, as well. Something like 1,500, something.
For who?
For Howe, I thought.
Gretzky is 1,487, and Howe is 1,767.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, again, that
not
makes
quite.
That, but that makes Gretzky better.
Because he did more, right. Had more goals and points than Howe did in fewer games.
The better numbers and such. Yeah. All right, after our next break, and obviously we have plenty of time, I'm going to reach out and go up to Massachusetts. I said we're going to Cleveland? No, no, we're going to go to Massachusetts,
yeah,
Springfield.
You said Massachusetts, Chicago.
We're going to Cleveland. Springfield, Mass. Dervin Lopez, who has done our Wednesday show, fights David Mitchell tonight. So we're going to get a little info from Def War and find out what's going on with
Fight Night.
night.
All right, so let's talk real quickly. Saturday night, UFC 199. Unbelievable event. And we talked about it last week. I hope somebody took our advice and tuned into that show, because could have been the greatest night of UFC fights that I've seen either in a long time or ever. Huge upset with Michael Bisping taking the title from Luke Rockhold. Huge upset from Dan Henderson.
That was
Hector
amazing.
Lombard. And you know what's starting to pick up steam? I don't think it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen.
I think I know where you're going.
But it's picking up steam. Michael Bisping wants his first defense against Dan Henderson.
No.
Hendo doesn't deserve the title shot. Henderson doesn't deserve the title. And I think that fight could happen. They're going to be able to sell it. It should be the alligator down in Brazil.
Should that be Henderson's last? Should this be the swan song?
Depends on whether he wins or loses.
I don't think so. I think if that fight does happen, Dan Henderson, win or lose, retire. Especially if you win. Win on top.
No, I don't think you can do that. And I think this is just me. I haven't had a conversation with Dana White in a long, long time. But I don't believe Dana White will let him have a title shot if he's going to walk away.
Because
it throws the whole thing in.
He would take the belt away, and then it would be vacated, and now you have...
Right.
Okay.
You know, so he would have to at least defend it the one time. And I don't know if he could beat Jacare. Of course, I didn't think he'd beat Hector Lombard, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was unbelievable, the elbow, you know, that he threw. So
caught the leg, elbow, just dropping bombs.
Sweep the leg.
It was crazy.
So what happened, for those of you that don't know, and a lot of media people listen to this show as well, and I talked to a couple other media people out at the Buccaneer OTAs, which I still need to get into. A story and then another story. Two major stories in the UFC world was broken by Ariel Helwani, who is a MMA media person located in New York, out of Canada. And he broke first Nate Diaz against Conor McGregor coming at 2:02, which will be August 20th in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Center. Big news. I mean, I don't know if it's earth-shattering, but it's big news, especially with, you know, the war that was going back and forth, and it was supposed to be 200. And then he tweeted out, and to the best of my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you will, that Ariel's tweet was in the works. I believe Ariel didn't say Brock Lesnar will be fighting at UFC 200. I believe he said it's close to being done. And then as we were watching on the pay-per-view, big video deal for UFC 200, and it's big-ass Brock saying something to the effect, I'm back. Ariel Helwani was then called into the back room, who refused to go. He said, the main event's coming. I want to go out and watch it. I want to go cover it. They said, no, you have to go into the back. And then he was escorted out of the building for releasing that information. Where it gets sticky is that's a private company.
Right.
They can do anything they want.
They're running their show.
And Ariel has said, and I should know this as well as anybody from some things that's happened to me in my lifetime, it's not a right to get a credential. It's a privilege. Ban, he hit all the circuits. He did every radio show. He broke down on his show on Monday, like I talked about on Wednesday. Right. I had no problems with that. That's his life. That's his dream. It's emotional. It is what it is. And then later, I think it was the next day, just after Dana White said he can cover UFC 200 if he buys a ticket, a couple hours later, it was then rescinded. And now Ariel Helwani and his staff will be at UFC 200.
I'm still trying to figure out what his original tweet was.
I'm pretty sure. Right, I'm almost positive it was it's close to a done deal, something like that. I don't believe he said it was done.
There was an article saying that he wrote for MMAfighting.com. Brock Lesnar close to finalizing deal to fight at UFC 200.
So go ahead and say it. I was right.
You absolutely were. Yeah.
I just want to hear you say you were right.
You were right. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to correct you if you weren't.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel my weekend is now going to start on an up because I was correct. So it was rescinded. A lot of talk as to why, other than it was the right thing to do. I think it was wrong to do what they did. I didn't anticipate it being rescinded so quickly. There are other media people that are still banned. If I continue to talk about it, I'll be banned. So let's move on.
Did you ever get any clarification on what the weigh-in stuff was going to be? Is that how it's going to be for the rest of time, or was this just a tryout where they...
I believe this is just California, and we talked about it, and okay. I know that Greg Hendrick and some people were listening, and I know it got kind of heated and hated and whatever. We both were right. We both were wrong. We both moved on. They weighed in the morning.
Right, they did. Yeah, they weighed in the morning, and then they had the official weigh-in. No.
No. The official was during the morning.
The official was in the morning. The weigh-in for the fans was at normal time.
Which it shouldn't have done. They shouldn't have done it.
It's not. What's the point?
They shouldn't have done it. It's a joke.
They go in. They still go ahead and strip down if they need to and step on the scale. But when the official weigh is announced, it's from the morning. It's not
right,
what they
didn't even weigh them.
Weigh right then. Right. So, but that's only a California thing.
As of right now, it's only a California thing. And I don't like it. I'm one of the guys that said I want them to weigh in Saturday morning.
Yes.
I want them to weigh in as close to fight time as possible. And, of course, other people are like they need time to hydrate. And, well, if they don't cut 65 pounds off, then they won't need to hydrate as much because they didn't cut 65 pounds. Now, another one of the new rules that has been implemented is 8%. You need to come in when you sign in that week of, it's I believe Tuesday, you have to be within 8% of your fight weight to cut that back as well.
So what exactly are the ramifications if they aren't at that? They're not going to call the fight because of weight.
I bet you they'd get fined. It would be like being overweight. So they'd still fight. They would still have to get down to the correct weight on Friday. But I would imagine that then they would be fined for missing the pre-weight that they have to hit.
So does that mean they would just drop water weight?
Well, that's
then
all. Yeah.
They make the weight the first time, they're 8%.
Right.
And then they water back up.
Sure.
And then they cut all of their water for the official weigh-in.
Right.
So they do it twice.
Right. Which isn't real safe either.
No.
But, yeah, I'm sure that that is how it's going to play out.
Gosh.
So one of the things...
crazy.
Typical me, I wasn't even aware that Jimmy Rollins was with the Chicago White Sox.
Really?
And then I was looking, when I did find out, mm-hmm. I was really looking forward to going to see my friend Jimmy Rollins with the Chicago White Sox. Well, he's now with Carl Crawford.
Yeah, he's not.
He's been designated. See ya.
He's not doing quite as much.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
Designated for assignment,
yeah.
Which basically means they're going to release him. They've already brought up somebody to replace him. And
Anderson, they're one of their top prospects.
Mickey Anderson? Mikey Anderson?
Marvin
Anderson. I don't know what his name is. I'm just saying. Love or no love tonight?
Well,
no love wants to fight. Hold on. No love wants to fight Dominic Cruz. But this is a different no love. Love or no love tonight in Cleveland?
Well, they won without him.
They're a better team without
by 30. I mean, I personally had that game going to the Cavs when we first did our picks. I said it was going to be a 5-game series. The first game in Cleveland was going to go to Cleveland, and then Golden State wins the next two. I certainly was not thinking that they would win by 30 points, though.
Couple things to talk about. One, I want the visiting team to win every game because it's free tacos.
My God.
Okay, you get a free taco if the visiting team wins, if you steal a win on the road. So I'm rooting for them first and foremost. With Kevin Love out, where did Green go? Because now Green has to, he gets covered by some dude by the name of LeBron.
Who?
And total shutdown. Now, I talked to Sean earlier, and of course everybody is saying the same thing, but here's a question for you, and then we have to hit this break. If LeBron James played game 1, 2, and 3, like the two-time defending NBA MVP, what would we be hearing right now? Overrated, not very good. I mean, we hear that about LeBron already.
True.
Overrated. I have heard this season that Curry is the greatest NBA player of all time. He's the greatest shooter of all time. Yet, we haven't seen him in three games, and I think he's getting a pass where if this was LeBron, if it's the beard in Houston, Harden, they're called out. So that love affair that's going on with Steph is unbelievable, and Steph needs to step up tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. But you think everybody gets a little bit of a break every once in a while?
Either everybody should or nobody should. And a break meaning your awful game one. Now, let's be honest. Curry's hurt. I don't care what anybody says.
The difference between game three and game one, though, is they have a two-game cushion in game three.
Sure, and they won game one without Curry. But I'm saying the cushion is game one. You were awful. We understand it. You're going to have off games. Game two, you're awful. Game three, dude, threw up more bricks than outside our front door here. You know, that we throw outside of the studio. So something definitely needs to be done. And I think Curry is injured, and I don't know the difference, injured, hurt, which is the worst of the two. There's something definitely wrong there. And you've been relying on him now with Love out and Green out of the game, and Thompson got hurt. It's going to be interesting.
But Steph had his break. We need our break. So let's hit this break. You'll be back.
I'll be back?
Yeah, you'll be back. This is your show because this is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Because I have this attention problem, you know, I can't sit still. I can't keep my mind focused. I always, whenever there's something I really need to do, whether it's through you or Def 4 or Daniel or Danny or whatever, I need, and I hate to use the word mole, especially after the Ariel Helwani discussion that we just had, but I need somebody always traveling with whatever I need to watch and whatever I need to do, or I'll forget. So I have my mole in Massachusetts, up in Springfield, Mass., for a fight later tonight. Right now, we're going to talk to the main event and find out a little bit more, not necessarily about the fight, but what do you do 6 hours, 8 hours? How about this? How official is this going to sound before you throw hands?
Boom.
Little Rocky Balboa.
Boom.
Let's go up to Springfield, Mass. Tonight's FFC 25. My good buddy, Dervin Lopez.
Hey, Dervin, how are you? I'm good. Very good.
So, walk us through it. It's 1:36. You're going to probably fight around 9:36, maybe 10. What are you doing right now? Are you just relaxing? Are you trying to get your mind off the fight, which is the whole reason I wanted to put you on, so you'd have something to do for 3, 4, 6 minutes? Or do you want to concentrate and start focusing?
It's a little bit of both. But yeah, and like you said, it was 1:36, 1:37 now. I just woke up from my nap. I knew you were going to call. But honestly, I try to be as regular as possible, like I typically do on a training day. I don't like to sleep much because, you know, in a typical day of training, I don't really sleep much. So I want to kind of emulate that. That way when I'm fighting, it's just like a day of training. You know, everything is seamless and easy. So, I'll try not to sleep much. I'm going to hydrate as much as I can. In terms of my thought process, I am thinking about the fight, but also not. You know, I let my training take over, you know, when it is time to fight.
Now, traveling up there, what's going through your mind? Because you've been up there for a little bit now, but when you're actually in the act of traveling up there, how easy is it to keep yourself occupied and not just really get into your head about thinking about the fight itself? How do you keep yourself occupied doing other stuff?
To be honest, we didn't really have time to do much. You know, we just got, you know, information on flights, maybe late Tuesday, maybe, and we just found out that we had a fly in on Thursday, which is the day of the weigh-ins. We woke up 5 in the morning. The flight was 5 in the morning. We woke up at 3. We got here. There was a scuffle in terms of where we were going to stay, and then we had to cut weight. It's just been busy. It's been fast-paced, busy. So, really, I haven't even had time to even think or have everything processed, which it doesn't bother me.
Well, I would almost imagine, Derv, that it's better that you went up on Thursday so you're not up at the hotel. You know, you're in your house, you're in your surroundings in Tampa instead of being up there for 2, 3, 4 days. This way you're going up, the fight's the next day.
Yeah, I mean, there's benefits and advantages to both. That's pretty much it. There's good things and bad things from it. So
come on, go reach out to Daniel. I'm the negative guy. I'm trying to be positive here.
Daniel's right here listening to you.
That's what I'm saying, and he's the guy who'll tell you I'm always negative. I'm trying to be positive. Talk to us about the staying off your feet thing. I mean, you're a young guy.
Hello?
In the bed, staying off your feet.
Say it one more time. You broke out a little bit. What was it?
I said, talk to us on how important, if it is, on staying off your feet the day of a fight.
It depends. You know, I do try to stay off my feet a bit, but honestly, that's all mental. You know, like I said, when I'm training, I train maybe once, twice a day. I'm always on my feet. You know, I'm in car sales, I'm walking back and forth, and honestly, there's times where I perform the greatest, you know, in the gym, and that's what I want to implement. So it's a state of mind, you know. Everything is mental at this point, and although I try to stay off of it, I don't make it a main focal point.
I don't know the answer to this. I hate asking questions that I do know the answer to it, so I hope I don't get you, me, or Def War in trouble. I'm looking at a picture of the weigh-in. How come no sponsors on either one of your guys' shorts?
I do have some sponsors for sure. You know, we have, you know, Danny Alvarez legal team sponsoring us for this fight. You'll see it on a walkout. Also, you'll see Chef Inspired Popcorn as well that reached out to us and was a very big help for us in terms of, you know, supporting us for this fight. But that was just on the shorts. I mean, you know, FFC is a new organization here in Florida. So but we're still filling them out and seeing what's allowed, what's not allowed, and, you know, it's things like that. But be for sure ready to see my sponsors, you know, on my shirts when I walk out there tonight.
Chef Inspired Popcorn, let's throw Lizette some love here. What's the flavor that you either like or you want her to make for you?
Oh, that's a lot. My favorite is the French toast. I like the fruit punch. I like the green apple. I had some hits on the wasabi. I had a friend of mine taste that. They were saying they wanted more wasabi on there. So, yeah, it's legit, man. I like the variety that they have, and I like the, you know, creativity that comes into making those flavors. It's pretty cool.
All right, before I let you go and you and Daniel can get back to that team war room meeting stuff that you guys do, talk to us about the fight itself. Game plan, no game plan, you don't need a game plan, your game plan will change if he has a game plan. Which is it?
We like to improvise when we're out there. You know, obviously we've seen video of the guy. We know what he's good at, what he's not good at. We know what he's going to dish out at us in every aspect, and we typically amplify what he's good at and make him this great test, and we make sure that we're ready for it. So honestly, I have nothing to worry about. You know, we prepared this, you know, we've been training our whole lives for this moment right here, and we're going to make a show when we go out there and finish this guy in the first round.
A lot of guys that I've had on both programs, Knockout Radio and this one, the first one comes to mind is George Gagel. A black belt, yet he would always, when he would fight the guy, he would want to beat the guy at his best, whatever that is, and not what George is best at. And I've always joked that I don't believe he knows jiu-jitsu. So you just talked about what he's good at, what he's bad at. Are you going to attack what he's bad at or the good at, or is it more important what you're good at?
Yeah, I'm gonna impose my style. I'm going to do what I'm good at. I'm going to have him, you know, try to work around what I'm going to be doing. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go over there, I'm going to punch him in the face, I'm going to finish him off, you know. Whatever he's going to throw at me, I'm going to counter, and I'm going to counter everything that he's good at like I do all my opponents, so it doesn't matter. So if he takes me down, I'm going to try my best to submit him, get him off me, and knock him out. But I am definitely looking for the knockout for this fight.
How can fans throughout the Tampa Bay area, our national fans that listen to the show, guys from the gym, how are they going to be able to watch you? I know it's available online. How can they do it?
You can do it through FFCPro.com. So Frank Charlie Pro.com. Please select me as your favorite fighter. It's $14.99, which is a good price point for what you get. It's going to be fast-paced. They do have the MMA portion first from 8 to 10, and then from 10 to so on, they have the kickboxing. So you get both of two worlds, the best of two worlds, that is.
And here's what I'm going to do, and Lizette's going to do, not even knowing. Lizette doesn't even know she's going to do this. But we're going to do a giveaway. If you go sign in to FFCPro.com, you select Dervin as your favorite fighter, we will register you to win some chef-inspired popcorn. And then we'll do a big giveaway. Make sure somebody in your team, I know Daniel's going to be way too busy doing whatever Daniel does, but somebody up there needs to text me just before your fight, so that I can log on to FFCPro.com and watch you be victorious later tonight.
Awesome. They also, I believe, CBS Sports is also going to be broadcasting as well. I'm not sure if it's a regional type thing, but that's what's sponsored out here. But I want to give a shout-out again to, you know, Danny Alvarez and his legal group, Anthony Gonzalez as well. He's always been there and helping and supporting us. You know, Lissette as well with Chef Inspired Popcorn. And then Joe Valdez also, that's, you know, helping us and motivating us and always there for us as well. So a shout out to those guys as well.
You definitely got a good bunch of guys around you. I know that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't forget you, Randy, and Knockout Radio for sure.
You can. It's all right. Don't include me with that good group of guys you just mentioned.
You're the man, brother.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your time. Stay off your feet. Have some fun up there. And I'll see you at Tiger's World sometime next week.
Are you going to train next week, or is it going to be the next week after that? Like, what's going to happen?
Jury's out.
I'll be there Monday to train. I will be there Monday morning.
He'll be there to be live on Facebook. I don't know about the training.
Jay?
Say what?
Is Jay going to be there?
I don't know. We'll need to get in touch with him, but I will definitely be there Monday at 9:17.
All right, and then we'll go to Holy Hog after.
Of course. The only reason I come to the gym is to go to Holy Hog. Come on.
2 minutes away, you have to.
All right. Hey, have a great day. Have some fun tonight, and kick ass. Yeah.
Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, take care. That is Dervin Lopez Jr. taking on David Mitchell tonight, FFC 25. I believe it's a title fight. I wonder if it's a thing that I should have asked, or I'll text Daniel. Is that something that in the gym, it'll be like the Stanley Cup, and when a title is brought back to the gym, everyone in the gym, everyone on the team gets to take the belt home for the night? I think it's something we should start. We should start it.
Start your own traditions. Yeah. I like it.
I'm a tradition starter.
That's got to be up to the fighter. He or she wins it.
No. It can't be an individual thing that some fighters can say yes and some fighters can say no.
I'm saying to start it, the first person would have to agree to that. Now, I think that when Dervin wins, I think he would be perfectly fine with that, and everybody does deserve a piece of that.
So you think if the head trainer, Daniel, or the owner of the gym, Anthony and Joe, if they say we're implementing it and the first person who brings the title in says no, that's okay that he says no? No. If that's the new tradition, then you're gone.
It's not tradition until it started.
Right. Well, I'm saying if the owners of the gym
yeah.
and the team leader.
This is obviously a hypothetical right now.
No, I'm going to get this started.
I'm saying the controversy started. Part.
Right, but I'm saying if the owner of the gym and the owner of the team says we are doing it, and a fighter says, no, we're not, then they kick him out, right? He's gone.
I would have to think.
I'm implementing this.
There would be extenuating.
And it will be sponsored by Knockout Radio. Oh, so the Knockout Radio Take the Belt Home for a Night.
Is there a plaque that goes along with this?
There will be a plaque.
How does this work?
You put the plaque on the wall when you take the belt off and take it home.
Gotcha. Okay. It's like Employee of the Month. You just slide your picture in
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
That's who has it for that day. It's just to make sure that you have accountability. And we have to make sure we pay our last set of bills with this last break. So stick with us. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog. Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm,
Caramel apple pie and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Bad. So I just called Daniel, the head trainer at Def War, and he thought it was extremely funny. He thought it was awesome, but he didn't say we were going to do it about the taking the belt home for a night. So I don't know if I should take the laughter as he thought it was a great idea, or if he or if he thought you are a complete moron.
Oh, Randy.
But then he said that his daughter does that in kindergarten. They take the teddy bear home for a week.
Hey.
So I think we can talk him into this.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I like the Stanley Cup analogy more than the teddy bear analogy, personally.
Well, but if you've seen some of the characters and the attitudes and temper tantrums that are thrown in the gym, we might be related more to the kindergartners than the hockey players.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
How about your Tampa Bay Rays? No, you know what? No, let's talk Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We need to.
Yeah, we need to before we run out of time.
OTA is kind of happening.
Went out to the OTAs and ASJ. Yeah. Everybody loves initials.
Austin Seferian Jenkins.
We're still not sure if he got thrown off the field or he left the field yesterday.
What?
So it was at the very beginning of practice, and I know most people already know about this. It's hit all the media and whatever. He didn't know what he was doing, according to Dirk Cutter. And he threw him off. Now, we still don't know, because first he blew it off like, I didn't even know he left. And then he said, yeah, I threw him out. Did he throw him off the out of the play? You know, hey, get out of here. You pull him and the next tight end goes in. Well, Austin then goes into the locker room and tweets, moving on. Now, he has since come back and said, and most of the tweets I'm sure have been taken down, he meant, it was just a bad day. I'm moving on. Life goes on. Of course, when we saw it, and I was sitting there with some other media, it's like, how the hell is he tweeting during OTAs, during practice? Now, we saw him leave the field and go into the locker room. But, yeah, he tweeted moving on. So it'll be interesting. And, you know, they got some decent tight ends. The Harvard guy, Cameron, who did the our show last year, I believe it was. Maybe not as flashy. I hate using the word athletic. Maybe not as flashy. But he seems to catch everything that's thrown his way. And you know, and I know, and anybody listening to this show or a Buccaneer fan knows, if Winston likes you, you're going to play.
Sure, yeah. And what it looks like, I want to look up his stats for last season.
Well, he was hurt, if you're talking about Jenkins.
He did have some injuries.
He's always hurt. What does he have to do with Bishop?
He played seven games last season.
Him and Bishop have this little pack. Let's get injured. It's an injury pack.
Right.
Plus the fact that he can't catch and he can't block. Other than that, he's a great tight end.
Well, I think he can catch. I don't think he can block.
He kept dropping the ball.
He's dropped a lot, but he's also made some catches. But I just think his mind wanders, Ed. I don't know.
He's pretty close to Kellen Winslow Jr. Pretty close. He's gonna be packaged as Kellen Winslow Jr. And I do believe, I'm sorry, when the coach says get off the field, that's thrown off the field. And I believe at that time, that's when he went and in caps on Twitter, he posted moving on, meaning he's going to move on to another team, is what he's saying. And that's why he deleted it. If not, then why do you delete it?
Right. No, I agree with you. And that's how we took it as we were out there.
He went in the locker room and he threw a tantrum.
And, you know, what kind of bothered me was Cutter was like, oh, he was gone? How do you not know that?
Yeah, and then he said, yeah, he did ask him to leave the field.
So,
and then he was asked, did you ask him to leave the field? Yes. Okay, right. Well, that's thrown off the field. In the middle of practice, that's thrown off the field. Unless he was injured or sick, that's thrown off the field. So Dirk is just trying to put out fires early.
Sure.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him because we haven't even had training camp. We've got drama already.
Then what I think he should have done, and again, you're in the heat of the battle and you're probably not thinking this way, is just take him not off the field, but out of being involved. And just go stand over there.
Right, and part of it is take his phone away or have a policy of no tweeting or whatever you want to call it on one buck place, on the grounds or whatever, because what he did was he went in through a tantrum and he went on social media and he voiced his opinion.
Well, there's got to be, and this was brought up by a couple of the media people as we sat there, you would think there is a policy. You know, a lot of times guys go into, you know, we watched a couple of them. Hockey, you know, went in to go to the bathroom. We would assume was going in to go to the bathroom. Well, they go in and out a lot. You would think that something is implemented not to pick up your phone, not to tweet while you're on the toilet, you know, or whatever. Nobody has responded to that. But it'll be interesting to see when we go back out there for camp next week, you know, what is said about it. So the other thing that I do want to address real quick about Bucks is, you know, everybody's, oh, they're so excited, or I've seen online they're going to win three games. How can you tell anything watching them run through plays right now?
One of the things I saw was they were making – somebody made an observation, I don't know if I'd say big deal, but they made an observation that Hargraves made two interceptions. And it's like, okay. I could probably make two interceptions during OTAs.
Probably not, but I understand what you're saying.
I don't know. I mean, I could punch somebody in the stomach.
Oh, there you go. No, that's only in basketball. No, in the stomach or in the groin.
No, I'm a trendsetter. I'm going to bring it over to the
Winston threw an interception, and everybody's like, oh, my God, he threw an interception. Are you kidding me? They're not in pads. They're not hitting. It's not live action. There's not anything going on. They're running through the motions. And I know that Kerr said this about Cleveland. The other team is paid to play as well. Well, you're either going to have the offense be successful or the defense be successful. So if your safeties are making an interception, is that good for them or is it bad that your quarterback threw one?
Yeah. And because guys like ASJ ran the wrong route.
Yeah.
He wasn't paying attention.
I'm not even sure he ran the wrong route. He didn't run anything.
He was completely confused.
Yeah. How can you be confused first play? You've been on the team. It's going to be interesting, but he's opening the door for Cameron and some of these other guys. And if he's – I'm going to say he's not even on the team because they're not going to continue to put up with this. And he's injured.
Just completely gone.
It's different. Unfortunately, it's different. You know, it's a hypocritical world. It is what it is. If you're the star, if you're out there making plays and then you screw up, you didn't pay attention. Who was the quarterback who said, I didn't even look at the playbook? Yeah. You know, when they put him in, he's like, what's going on? If you're playing, they're going to overlook. They'll find you. They'll pretend to. He's not playing. He's injured. He doesn't care. And part of that is the problem that society is today in that everything is given to these guys. Instead of making them earn it.
That's true.
Now, then there's other guys. Winston's out there kicking ass.
Yeah, not trying to take away from the guys who are taking it seriously and putting their best foot forward. I'm sure Hargraves is trying to do the same thing. I mean, he's trying to come into this system and make a name for himself, and he knows there's a lot of pressure on him. And, yes, two interceptions during OTA is not the biggest deal. But I will say one good thing about having Hargraves on the field is it's not Aqib Talib.
Yeah. How true that is. That's going to be interesting how that plays out.
Right.
Look what happened in New York. You know, let's see how this plays out. And this isn't his first ordeal.
No. Absolutely not.
Unbelievable. Hey, no MMA this weekend. No UFC.
Correct.
You know, so that's.
I was going to say, we're 12 hours out.
Next week. UFC next week. We'll talk more right. about that next week. But check out Dervin.
FFCPro.com.
And vote for him. Take a screenshot of it. Send it to us. And we will register you to win some Chef Inspired popcorn. We're going to have some contests where you name a flavor. We'll get it made. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
Have a great weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Burying the champ. Love Field Shooting. I'm Michael Toscano. The funeral.